Until now, the state has set incremental targets for broadband coverage, beginning with the goal of simply providing some kind of service to every Vermont address. A bill approved last week by the Senate Finance Committee would push the reset button on Vermont's telecommunications goals. In the short term, the state would concentrate on bringing broadband service to all Vermonters at speeds that meet the federal definition of broadband. Currently, 25% of addresses don't have service at those speeds. But the committee also made it clear that any improvements should be made with an eye toward the ultimate goal of universal coverage at far faster fiber optic speeds by the year 2024. Senate Finance Committee Chair Tim Ash says the goal is an aspiration, not a promise. Ash says he expects there will be some federal dollars available, but Vermont has little money to entice broadband providers to build infrastructure.
Build-out that will occur in the coming years is going to be paid for by the private sector, and the real role of state will be through regulation and coordination.
There is little the state can do to regulate broadband, unlike landline telephone service. But for the first time, the committee's bill attempts to introduce a measure of regulation. It would require telecom companies that apply to the Public Service Board for a certificate of public good to show that their plans are consistent with the state's telecommunications plan. Ash says he was surprised when he learned that requirement wasn't already in place.
We're attempting to make some sense of that by requiring Public Service Board to make sure that CPG applications conform with our telecommunications plan. Otherwise, what's really the point of doing a plan?
The state telecommunications plan is currently being updated, so it's not yet clear what goals it will include. Two major cable companies that provide broadband service are seeking to renew their certificates of public good. Charter Cable has begun the process, and Comcast will begin within the next year. Department of Public Service Telecommunications Director Jim Porter says the state doesn't have the authority to dictate the speed, cost, and availability of broadband services that the private sector provides.
Generally speaking, we have jurisdiction over cable television and telecommunication services. We generally do not have jurisdiction over the internet or broadband access.
So even if the state includes telecom goals in the Certificate of Public Good process, Porter says it has little enforcement power in the area of broadband. Porter, who's responsible for revising the state telecommunications plan, says he supports the goal of universal fiber optic speeds outlined in the committee's bill.
I think it is a goal that we should have. I also think that it's a goal that will be expensive to attain.
The Senate Finance Committee bill will provide some additional money for broadband. It increases and expands the Universal Service Fund surcharge levied on telecommunications services, and that's expected to raise an estimated $1.45 million annually to be used for broadband. But it will take many millions more to bring the highest speed service to all Vermonters. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.